In our gospel reading today, Jesus describes in a parable or story about the kingdom of heaven. Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. And this good man, Jesus says, is Jesus himself, the Son of God. Jesus sows good seed, which means faith or the gift of gospel, his word of life, the promise of heaven to the world. That's the gift which receives and believes in God's promises in Jesus. Jesus gives the gift of faith or like seed in the field, which he says is the world. And the field of the story is the world that we live in. I get to see the world every time I preach here. I see it out on the street there as the ambulances and the police cars go by. There's also weeds in this field of the world, weeds and wheat. The parable of Jesus is often called the parable of the wheat and the weeds. And the weeds represent unbelief or evil or those who work against faith and the promises of God. They are sown or come from the evil one, Jesus says, the devil.
耶稣赐下信心的礼物，就好似种子咁样播种喺世界上嘅田野。呢啲信心嘅种子就系爱嘅成长，就系好似撒喺田野里边嘅小麦茁壮成长。田里边有啲杂草，耶稣比喻呢啲杂子为子。耶稣通过
Both the weeds and the wheat grow together in the world, meaning both the good and the bad exist together in this world. There's belief and there's unbelief. There's love, there's hate. And Jesus says both the good then and the bad, the wheat and the weeds grow up together in the world until the harvest. And the harvest in the story means the final judgment. They will one day be separated, the weeds into the fire of judgments, the wheat gathered unto God, shining like the sun in God's kingdom, Jesus says.
好人同埋坏人都喺呢个世界上共同生存，有信仰同埋冇信仰，有爱同埋有恨。耶稣说：好样好嘅同埋坏嘅，即系好似麦子同埋嗰啲杂草咁，直到收割，先至将佢哋分开，将杂草燃烧。
So that's the story Jesus shares, weeds and wheat growing together in the world. But it's strange in the story that Jesus says to allow the weeds to grow together with the wheat. What's strange about that? Well, I'm not much of a gardener. I'm actually terrible at growing things. But I do know that when it comes to gardening, you can't let weeds grow. In fact, this is a really bad idea. If you see weeds, you pull the weed. If you don't get the weeds will take over. You will have a garden of weeds. Weeds find a way to grow even when you try and take them out. Weeds like coming through the sidewalk cracks. The weeds in the story, they represent the bad or evil, the chaos of sin. And like weeds, sin finds a way to take over and destroy.
咁样如果你唔掹除咧，佢一阵佢又生翻出嚟，就好多功夫咁样。咁所以我唔系好中意有个花园喺度咯。就系就算系你掹咗佢啊，佢又会一阵又翻翻出嚟噶啦。咁嗰啲杂草咧，佢要搵到佢自己嘅方法会生存噶。就杂草咧就好似代表邪恶咁样，最恶咧就好似草一样。咁咧同埋咧，佢有佢个方法咁继续出现。
Now this is strange. Gardening with Jesus. What kind of gardening does Jesus describe? Let the weeds go. Let the weeds live. The servants in the story or parable of Jesus want to go. They're good gardeners. They want to gather the wheat from the field, right? They want to take out the weeds to save the good, to protect the good. Jesus says, no, if you pull out the weeds, you might take out the wheat. In separating the bad from the good, you'll separate unbelief from belief, but you may destroy the good. You may take out faith.
耶稣嘅故事话，仆人想去田里掹走嗰啲杂草，但系耶稣话唔好掹走啊，因为如果你掹走嗰啲杂草咧，可能连嗰啲小麦都掹走埋噶咁样。我哋要保护嗰啲小麦噶。咁如果好似我哋喺社会上，如果你分开有啲有信仰同埋冇信仰嘅人，你可能会毁灭咗嗰啲有信仰嘅人。
The meaning of all this gardening with Jesus, there's no Christian life of escape from unbelief or evil or the chaos of sin and death. There's no escape from the bad.
意思就是说,没有一个基督徒可以逃避邪恶和没有信心的人在一起,亦都逃不过罪恶和死亡。There's
an expression we say in English. It says that the grass is always greener on the other side. Well, this side of heaven, the grass is never greener. The grass grows, the Bible says, in the valley of the shadow of death. You can't run away from problems. You can't just escape reality. And the Christian life is not about escaping or safety. The Christian life looks at evil and sin and death through the cross of Jesus Christ.
草系绿色嘅，但系嗰边嗰啲草仲更加绿色嘅。咁样喺天堂嗰度咧，系冇绿色嘅草。喺死亡阴影嘅山谷嗰度咧，就有草着生长啦。你唔可以逃避麻烦，你又唔可以逃避现实。基督徒系唔可以逃避现实嘅生活。
Jesus does not run away from sin or from evil or what's even bad in the world or in our hearts. Jesus faces death and the bad. We will die, right? And Jesus knows that Jesus dies for us. Jesus dies in our place. And in the Old Testament, you would give wheat, like in the parable, as an offering to God. The people of God gave wheat offerings to God for the sin of the world. And Jesus is that wheat that's offered to God in the parable today, the faithful one who gives his life as an offering to God the Father.
Yes, so 耶稣面对我们的死亡，我们又会死。耶稣为我们而死，耶稣与我们同死，耶稣替我们死。作为献给上帝的小物做祭品，在旧约的时代，献给神的祭品是小物。耶稣在我们今日比喻的是好小物。
Gardening with Jesus. Jesus says in our parable today, let the weeds grow together with the wheat. It's a strange way to garden. Jesus gardens differently. We look to the cross, we realize that the cross is empty. Jesus is not dead on the cross. He's risen. He lives. When we look to the empty cross of Christ, we also realize that in Jesus, we see the empty tomb of Jesus. Death and sin and evil have no power over Jesus. And in Jesus, death and sin and evil and the bad have no power over us.
耶稣的原艺有不同的见识，我们仰望基督的十字架，意识到十字架是空的。耶稣并没有死亡在十字架上，他复活了，他困着。我们望见十字架是空的，我们都看到耶稣的坟墓亦都是空的。死亡、罪恶和邪恶对耶稣来讲是没什么大不了。
Gardening with Jesus. Jesus is buried in a garden, it says in the Gospels. Jesus is risen from the dead in a garden. Mary Magdalene thinks that Jesus, who's risen, is a gardener. There is a new life in Jesus, who is our gardener of eternal life. Think about it. In a cemetery, Jesus is buried and risen. Just like in a cemetery, you have flowers, signs of new life. And God's word, the word of Jesus, tells us that we are to bear fruit, bear the fruit of the Spirit, even in the midst of the bad. And the fruits of the Spirit include self-control, peace, faithfulness, and goodness.
耶稣被埋葬，在花园里，耶稣被从死里复活。在花园里，耶稣里有了新的生命。上帝的话语告诉我们，基督徒必出的圣灵果子是喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制。
Jesus is our gardener. He lives with us in faith. He cultivates in us his word. He's our gardener. He guides. He teaches us to practice the good, to produce the good, to be faithful. Jesus is our gardener. He's with us always, even as we face the evil and the chaos and the bad of sin and death in the world.
耶稣是我们的园丁，他凭信心住在我们里面。 在祂的话语里与我们同在。耶稣是我们的园丁，祂引导我们实践友善和忠实。耶稣是我们的园丁，祂永远与我们同在，即使我们面对罪恶和死亡。We
learn about gardening then in faith in Jesus. We live in a world Jesus teaches, the gardener. That has both good and bad, good and evil, faith and unbelief, life and death. I think the parable teaches us that we can't run away from where we're planted. This is where we're planted. Don't uproot others by force or hate. Also, Jesus guides us not to avoid problems and challenges in our lives. Instead, being planted by Jesus, being cultivated by Jesus, to remain rooted in faith in Jesus, to grow in love in Jesus right where we are planted.
我哋要生活喺一个有善、又有恶、有信仰、又有不信仰、有生有死嘅世界里。我哋可以逃避种植嘅地方，不要用武力或仇恨将他根拔起，不要回避我哋生活中嘅困难同埋挑战。相反，被耶稣种植嘅、被耶稣培养嘅，仍然扎根于信仰，喺我哋种植嘅地方酝酿出爱的成长。
There's a temptation, I think the parable warns us against, where we can try and escape or at least ignore the challenges of living as a Christian in the world, where so often it seems evil triumphs over good. But the parable encourages us not to run away or avoid the challenges and maybe even the burdens of doing the right thing.
我们经常见到这个恶人欺负这善良人。作为一个基督徒，不要视而不见，不要逃避，不要逃避做正确事情的挑战甚至责任。
When we grow in the grace of God where we are planted in faith, we begin to see the fruits of our labor. It takes time and patience and grace.
我们在上帝的恩典成长中，我们开始看到我们的果实。
You know, I mentioned I'm not much of a gardener, but a long time ago, I was part of a community garden in the city. We had a small section of a neighborhood garden. It was in a city neighborhood. There was trash, there were weeds, there were rats. Yet somehow, with patience and persistence, that garden grew. And by the end of that summer, even with all the weeds, we had an abundance. We had a lot of zucchini and jalapenos. The vegetables found a way to grow and to thrive, even in the city.
我唔係十分好喜歡嗰啲花園嘅啫。喺好耐以前，我住喺一個社區附近咧，有個花園。嗰個花園咧又有垃圾啦、老鼠啦，同埋聞到啲唔係幾好聞嘅味道啦。不過到咗夏天就嚟冬天嗰個時候咧，嗰個花園咧長出咗好多嗰啲西葫蘆啊、墨西哥椒啊，同埋其他嗰啲蔬菜。咁呢啲蔬菜咧，佢喺咁嘅唔好嘅环境里边咧，就会茁壮成长，系佢有嘅方法去生存。
I remember that little city garden. It reminds me of what Jesus says in his story today. It was surrounded by garbage. That garden grew against the odds. A garden which spread a table for us to gather, to enjoy. That's an image of the Christian life together in community. Similar to what Jesus shares today, you know, surrounded by the rubbish of sin and evil, with the bad against us, even with the weeds, we're still planted by God here in this place. We're a garden of grace amidst the busyness of life, a garden of God in which we are planted to grow and give good things.
这一个垃圾的同埋臭味包围住的小城市花园，长出了丰盛的蔬菜水果。这个花园是有一张台给我们享受了这些这样的果实。这个是耶稣基督的形象，被罪恶和垃圾包围住，坏人一起反对我们。我们仍然被上帝种植的这座城市，在这个地方，在生活繁忙忙碌中，一个恩典的花园，一个我们被种植和成长的上帝的花园。
Gardening with Jesus. You know, here a table is spread before us with the fruits from Jesus' death and passion, this meal that we receive. And here we learn patience with Jesus, like in gardening, the patience, the endurance of faith. From here, Jesus plants us to sprout, to grow, to give to others, that we live and move and have our being in God. we learn to garden in faith from Jesus. He is a patient gardener. He's a kind gardener. His burden is light. His garden of faith is productive. The fruits of Jesus' garden are goodness, self-control, faithfulness.
这里有一张台放在我们面前，台面上摆着耶稣的死和复活的果子。在这里我们学习，好像花园一样，信仰的耐心和忍耐力。在这里我们开始发芽成长，每天奉献给别人，我们生活而直。 并在上帝里面存在，向耶稣学习花园的艺术。佢内心善良，佢嘅担子系轻松嘅，佢嘅花园系富有同埋有效嘅。耶稣嘅花园果子系喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈。 良善、信實、温柔、節制，阿門。